The South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas features a lot of the new bands, new media, new mixtapes. This weekend, a panel on how the internet revived mixtapes. Remember mixtapes? Cassette mashups of favorite songs, I Love You songs, Why Don't You Love Me Back songs. Mixtapes are still around, and groups like the San Francisco Mixtape Society are now holding mixtape theme nights. Participants play their mixes for a live audience. They compete for best mix, best cover art. They swap mixes. Here's a sample of a mix of all things booty.
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. Booty.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
If you're ready for this, I'm by the booty. This shit's for your
baby. Can you handle this?
The Booty Mix includes the Beastie Boys' Professor Booty, Casey and the Sunshine Band's Shake Your Booty, Bootalicious from Destiny's Child, and some we can't mention. It was sent to us by Annie Lynn and John Varaki, the founders of the San Francisco Mixtape Society. Annie and John will be part of this weekend's panel on mixtapes, and they join us now. Annie, welcome.
Hello.
And John Varaki, welcome to you as well.
Hello.
So, Annie, that mixtape you sent us with all things booty, what was that? Where'd you get that?
We were doing an event in conjunction with Treasure Island Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And because it was Treasure Island Music Festival, the theme was buried treasure. The event was wrapping up, and this guy ran up to someone from our team and just surreptitiously handed her this CD and ran off. And we didn't get to talk to him. We didn't get to say anything to him. We didn't even get to find out who he was. And then we looked at the mix and saw that it was a mixtape called Pirate's Booty.
It's amazing.
Completely unexpected and amazing. And I wish that he could have stuck around and had it, you know, in the competition.
Well, you know, you said CD, and John, I just want to make sure. We know that audio cassettes are making something of a comeback. I mean, the indie band Deer Hunter released their latest LP on a cassette, but this is largely on CD, although we understand that you make a nod to cassettes.
Yeah, anyone who shows up with a cassette to our event, we actually buy a drink for. But we're not so uppity that all we're looking for is people to bring in cassettes. It's more about just making really awesome mixes and then sharing that experience with people right there in a, you know, in an actual venue instead of just, you know, creating something cool and putting it up online. There's a ton of websites that do that already.
And why do they do it? What's the attraction of compiling songs in a certain way or songs that are themed?
One, it's maybe just people trying to kind of show off their musical prowess and, you know, all the great bands that you've never heard of that they're about to, like, introduce you to. And then others, it comes from that romantic background where it's like, making mixes were just kind of a big part of, like, that dating process.
Well, I have your list, and we're going to go back to one that Andy likes, too. But here's one of your personal mixes, John.
Was that wrong?
Start off with I Might, Wilco, How Deep Is Your Love, The Rapture, Into Black by Blouse, Dinner, Blood Orange, Cool Cat, Queen. Is there a theme here?
This is a pretty loose theme, but this is actually a tape that I made, or a mix, I should say, that I made for a girl, you know, who I was trying to impress. And it's basically, a lot of it is songs that we kind of shared together. Into Black by Blouse and Dinner are songs that we kind of connected over. But then, yeah, definitely the greater of the mix is trying to introduce her to stuff. And you could say there's kind of a loose angle as into the song titles, exactly like how much I'm kind of into you, are you kind of into me sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's not so over the top, I guess, with that. It's kind of like, here's some songs that I think you'll like.
Why not try it all if you only remember?
Here's your special K.
You must die, nothing else can leave me off track.
And Annie, you sent us one from Kelly Robinson, covers by women of songs that were originally performed by men?
Yeah, that was a popular mix at our last event. The theme was Under the Covers. You know, there are a couple of ways you could take that theme. You know, you could take it literally and have sort of a making out mixtape of sorts.
Well, it was sort of a Valentine's Day thing, yeah.
And it was a Valentine's Day themed event, yes. Or you could also take it literally and make a mixtape of covers.
Nancy Sinatra doing It Ain't Me, Babe, Bob Dylan's. Belly doing Hot Burrito Number One, the Flying Burrito Brothers. Patti Smith's Gloria, them did that. Lucinda Williams' Hang Down Your Head from Tom Waits. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Crimson and Clover, the Tommy James and the Shondell song. Terrific mixtape there from Kelly Robinson. And again, the title was Chicks Covering Dudes. So what else do you see? Are these young people coming to do this who, you know, maybe their parents did mixtapes?
The demographic at the Mixtape Society is really a fascinating mix. You know, there are old school record collectors, music fanatics, people that dig through record archives. I will admit I'm one of those people. And then there's another contingent, which is, you know, the sort of younger crowd that grew up on the internet. And I think the internet has really promoted a culture of curation. I mean, curation has been around for a long time, but I think the internet has provided a medium for democratizing the very act of sharing things with other people. We see this entire contingent of attendees that, you know, maybe didn't grow up in the era of the cassette tape, and they love having this medium and love having this event where they can share their mixtapes.
And the funny thing, too, is that whether they're young, whether they didn't grow up with mixtapes at all, they're like 21, 22-year-olds, or whether they're these old record store people who have been around forever, it's always back and forth between who has the best mix. Like, everyone's really good at it.
If John and I were actually eligible to compete in the contest, we always like to say we would never win.
We would never win.
I used to work as a music supervisor for film and television. It was my job to make mixtapes. I could not win the Mixtape Society competition if I tried.
Annie Lin and John Varaki are co-founders of the San Francisco Mixtape Society. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I see you walking up 14th Street, and you don't know that I'm walking right behind you.
We leave you with a little taste of Annie Lin's When I Lived There. It's a mix of places special to her. We'll have the full list at hereandnow.org.
And I'm gonna stay high, high low.